Welcome to Weekend with Wanda. I'm Wanda Morris, and it's Ask Me Saturday. You know what that means. It's time to video chat so that I can share my expertise with you about your relationship concerns. First, let's hear from Lewis in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Lewis. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Wanda. I'm having a problem with my roommate. We just moved in together, but he's already annoying me, and we're fighting a lot.
Fighting with a roommate certainly isn't ideal, but it's a very common situation. What are you fighting about, Lewis?
Well, basically, everything. We're complete opposites, you see. I'm very determined and work really hard, whereas he's, well, he just sits around and doesn't do much at all. I'm constantly picking up and cleaning the apartment in addition to working a full-time job. And if stuff ever goes wrong, like when he broke my favorite coffee cup, he somehow turns it around on me.
So he said you broke the coffee cup when he actually did it?
No, he admitted that he did it. He's pretty honest, like I am. But he said it was my fault because I left the cup near the edge of the counter.
Oh, I see. Well, it sounds like you need to have a serious conversation with your roommate.
The thing is, he's so oversensitive and gets angry so easily that I'm afraid to talk to him. And he never has anything positive to say. I don't think he'll listen to me.
Well, Lewis, if you want things to improve, my advice is to try. Maybe there's something about you that he doesn't like?
Well, I do have a lot of rules for the apartment. You know, I like things to be a certain way. That's another way we're opposite. I'm extremely neat, and he's very messy.
If your roommate is a messy person, it might be difficult for him to live with someone who has a place for everything. Maybe he feels like he has to walk on eggshells around you because everything has to be perfect.
That might be true. Also, I try to joke about things because he does have a sense of humor, but I can be pretty sarcastic. He might not even realize I'm joking.
Now you're getting it, Lewis. It's important to try to understand the other person's side. When you talk to your roommate, you should start by revealing your own faults. Then maybe he'll be more open about his.
That's a good idea. You never know. It might work.
It just might. Good luck, Lewis. Okay, next on...